Okay, I think we got it that time.
Okay, good.
Oh man, Alan.
Yeah.
These erogenous pit dice. Ugh, they bum me out.
Yeah, I don't know why you would put armpit on like sex dice.
Ugh.
Like, who would ever do that?
Listen, people love pits. Listen.
Hey, you know the only pit I love? Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Mr.
Worldwide.
Do you think
Pitbull's into pits? Do you think that's what he named himself after?
Do you think Pitbull doesn't have any hair on his head? You know he must not have any hair on his pits.
Do you think he's like a weird baby man with just no hair?
I think, you know what, Russ? Do you want me to get real and like raunchy for a second here?
No, but yes.
Okay.
Just do it.
I shave my armpits because I don't like wasting deodorant. And if you have a bunch of hair in your armpits, it makes you waste deodorant more, I think. Because you're not actually touching your skin.
I shave my pits because I'm afraid if I was a professional wrestler, they would grab onto my hairy pits.
Kind of like they grabbed onto to Son of Havoc Jr. or whatever's... Fuck, they grabbed his beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
It scares me. That's like, I hate having weaknesses. I've tried eliminating every weakness.
That must be really tough for you because you have a lot.
I have a lot of weaknesses. Well, you know, I have a blinking
red spot. I'm glad you weren't
spot.
Playing with these weird sex dice because one of the things was definitely tug, and then it could have got armpits, and then somebody could have tugged your armpit hair.
Tug. Oh, you got lips. I'm going to tug your lips. Like, calm down.
Rip the fucking lips off. Give me those.
Hey, at least they can get the pits. Pits or lips?
Hey, pits or lips?
You have
pits, lips, or
in the battle
pits,
dome.
Lips or shits? Nobody rides for free.
No pits, no lips, no service. It's all these scurvy
you,
pirates.
You heard about lip
pissed.
Service? How about pit service?
Yeah, that's what Pitbull calls his armpit licking technique. Pit service. He's got lip service and pit service here.
Hey, you need a pit stop. He comes and licks
and
your pits.
If you think we're insulting Pitbull or something.
No, we're not kink shaming Pitbull for liking lick pits.
Guess what? He licks more pits than you make in a year.
He licks more pits than you have. Because you only have two, and he probably licks more than that.
Everybody was talking when Madonna macked on Drake, but nobody talked when Pitbull got out there and gave a good suck on those pits.
Do you know what? I have a theory about Madonna and Drake. Do you want to hear it? It's a very controversial theory.
Okay.
I think Madonna and Drake.
Is it Drake
are,
has a cloaca?
No, Drake has a weird dick. We know he has a dick.
That's true.
It might be some sort of like reptilian hemipene that comes out of a cloaca. That's possible. Mm-hmm. I think that Drake and Madonna are secretly in a mommy-dom relationship. Do you think the boss and Snake were in a mommy-dom relationship?
Now that you're saying it, it makes more sense to me. Maybe. I don't know. Has mommy-dom just hit it big?
I think mommy-dom's the next big thing.
These daddy-doms are pissed. They're like, we were here first. It's like all the
wasn't
punks.
Wasn't it weird when Drake had to kill Madonna in a big field of flowers?
To become the ultimate super entertainer?
Yeah.
Who is part of Madonna's cover unit?
So, it's Cher. Cher is...
The fear.
The fear. Cher is the fear.
Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah is the fury?
She came back to space and she saw a world covered in great, slickly produced R&B tracks.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. The end is Bette Midler.
That's not bad. I like that.
That's actually pretty good. Hold on.
She passes the torch onto a new generation.
Yeah, she also exploded in the forest when she had a pet parrot. And who am I forgetting? The sorrow is...
Would it be the guy who directed Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? What is that movie called again?
Wait, which one?
That, like, the movie that...
Guy Ritchie?
Yeah, Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie is the sorrow, yeah.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie's okay. The sorrow, because his that movies make people sorrowful.
Yeah, they're very bad.
They're not good. I don't know, I've only watched one of them, and that was the Sherlock Holmes movie, which is barely his movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, that's really weird, though, because, what's his face? RDJ, he's their son, and he also spins around pistols.
It's true.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, fuck. Do you think that, well, the Avengers is huge right now. Do you think any of them are daddy doms?
I think Iron Man is a daddy dom. Hmm. I think the Hulk in Hulk form is.
Maybe.
Captain America's he's too vanilla.
Yeah.
He's just like, I just have missionary sex. I'm boring. This sucks. I don't even lick any pits.
He's confused.
Yeah. And Hawkeye's like trying to get him to like lick pits.
Do you think Joss Whedon's in the pit licking? Maybe that's his. I have a theory.
Like Tarantino is into feet. You think Joss Whedon's into pits?
I think I've been criticized heavily in the film world, but I believe this is true. To be a film auteur, you have to have a fetish.
Okay, so what's everybody's fetish? That's the film auteurs.
Well, we all know that
Tarantino likes feet.
Tarantino likes feet. Hitchcock loved cool blondes. Same with Scorsese.
Scorsese.
Steven Spielberg wanted to have sex with a leathery handbag, so E.T.
Yes.
Or, let's see. And Coppola he loved it when the women he had sex with would explode afterwards. He was really into Power Rangers. Wanted to see.
I thought he was into, like, inflation. Like, he was just going to take it to its logical extreme.
He has sex with fish. That's why Luca Brasi died with a smile on his face. Hey, did you know I love The Godfather?
Hey, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen The Godfather?
No, why would I watch that?
I've never seen Part 2.
I love Part 2 of The Godfather because they fight the Pillar Men at the end. he launches those gangsters into space.
Yes. Part 3 is pretty good too when they had to fight what's the name of the bad, like, everybody's kind of a bad guy in The Godfather, but there was once the guy who sold drugs.
Drug man.
He came back with the body of Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando's body.
It wasn't that much of an upgrade. Frankly, it was a downgrade.
It was actually really bad.
Speaking of a downgrade, welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast. I'm your host, Russ Walsh, Piss Goblin, and this is your co-host.
Are we just gonna be plugging our Twitter handles in the opening of the show now?
I've taken on Piss Goblin as like just a fixture of my life now. I have left.
That's okay. I understand.
It's attached to my. I've attached to myself. I'm like Black Suit Spider-Man, but not as cool.
No. You do try to climb up in a bell tower to try to get it off of you.
Yeah.
Each night, but it doesn't really work out.
Well, no. I just wake up naked in a bell tower every night. So you're kind of you're close. No cigar though. No cigar. Okay, motherfucker.
You can't see me right now, but I'm chomping a big cigar.
John Cena, you're here?
Yeah. What's up?
Has John Cena and Spider-Man teamed up yet?
I feel like they have to have.
Yeah. Well, okay, so Spider-Man fought Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's true.
And, I think there would be a better expert for this to talk about.
And Kraven the Hunter is based off Nature Boy Ric Flair?
Maybe. I'm a Chowder Boy, so, you know.
You were a Piss Goblin. Are you...
I am a Chowder Boy. That's what everybody around, like local. If you're a local, you can call me a Chowder Boy.
Locals only.
The local, it's a locals only thing. I'll walk in the bar,
into a bar. So wait, is there really any chowder, like, in Washington anyway? I thought that was more of an East Coast thing.
No, yeah, in Seattle, there's a famous... Well, let's get into Quillhead's Talk Shop, personally.
Personally?
In Seattle, there's a famous, there's Pike's Place Chowder.
Oh, that's where they throw fish at you.
Yeah, well, they throw fish around. You could run in the way and get smacked in the face with a fish. Like,
the thing is, Russ was walking through there when they were throwing a marlin. Its nose went up his butt, and he said, Gazinga.
Gazinga. It was so funny, because Sheldon from, this was several years ago before the Big Bang Theory, and the guy who played Sheldon walked past me, and he went, Gazinga. That's really bad.
I thought that was Marvin Sheldon, and he got on the phone and called him. He's like, he said, Sheldon, you got to hear this new sound. And then he said, Gazinga.
But over the phone, it sounded like Bazinga, and now I make fucking cash out of hand on that, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But I'm actually very broke right now, because I spent my royalties this year on too many Beach Queens.
Too many Beach Queens. So how many Beach Queens do you have now, Russ?
I'm using them to insulate my door. I line ceilings and hallways with it just to get the extra heat.
You're sticking them underneath the door to keep the weed in.
Yeah, keep the weed in. My mom can't smell it.
Yeah. But, Russell says Beach Queens and fabric softener sheet, like dryer sheets.
Yeah.
Just lining his apartment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. But it's not good. It's not healthy, and I'm very broke. I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, Gazinga.
Gazinga. This Marlin surgery. I have to get all this prostate surgery.
So hold on. How does that Marlin nose stimulate your prostate? Was that good? Was that bad? Did it shatter your prostate?
It wasn't as big as if he went for my pits. He rolled the dice.
So you think that, you know, in a lot of ways, every time you encounter a Marlin, it's kind of a dice roll. That's just the nature of fate.
It's a dice man roll.
Dice Man would fuck a Marlin?
Do you think that Dice Man, like, somebody would make a pen and paper Dice Man RPG?
Didn't we try to do that?
No, I think we'd make a lot of money. Does anybody smell a Kickstarter coming? World of
Dice? I smell something, Ross, but I think that's a bunch of dank herb.
It's true. Hey, listen, he loves dank herb. We could put in a weed mechanic. Oh god, this is going to be a great RPG.
So, you think weed's going to be like mana, or like...
Weed is already mana in my book.
Basically. Oh, so you think you have a certain number of, like, weed slots that you can use each day?
Yeah, true. Like, you have to go pray to the weed lords.
The weed lords, Cheech and Chong.
It's a subdomain. They, the...
Well, you see, Cheech is neutral good, but then Chong is chaotic good.
Yeah. Not a lot of people know this, but the school of mad bong rip magic is called Funyuncy. So,
Funyuncy. You shouldn't be Funyumancy.
Funyumancy. Excuse me. No, that's where you raise Chester Cheetah from the ground and he attacks people for you. Spots there, too. Not the Noid, though. We don't talk about the Noid here. That's the dark spell.
Fuck the Noid. It's blood magic.
It's blood magic. It's banned by the Templars.
You cut your arms open and then marinara oozes out and it forms in the ground like the shape of the Noid.
Dark Noids appear. It's pretty fucking brutal.
God damn it.
What if were in the George Joestar universe of JoJo's, the specific spinoff where the stands are based off of boobies, not music?
And I thought you said they were based off of boobies for a minute, and I'm like, what, Russ?
No, I didn't roll that on the dice. They're actually based off of famous pits. So John Travolta's pits.
Yeah, I'm into this.
Patrick Swayze from Ghost Pits.
Ghost Pits.
What if your stand was the Noid?
So, wait, are you saying that instead of stands being named after, like, after movies, they'd be named after fast food mascots?
I'm sure there was at least one Noid commercial in a movie theater.
I mean, maybe. But imagine if your stand was Ronald McDonald or the Grimace.
Four-armed Grimace.
Four-armed Grimace.
Grimace.
Grimace is basically, like, Notorious B.I.G., the stand from Part 5, and then he eats everything, and he can't be killed.
He can't be killed. Fuck.
Think about it.
Maybe... Yeah, oh my god, yeah. But, so, you have to die first, actually. That's what, anyway, my stand would be wheels, and I would ride around on a wheelchair, and it'd be really dope.
Mine would be Kidvid.
Kidvid.
I don't know what it would do, actually. It'd just summon cool goggles that I get to wear.
Hey, listen, if Hermit Purple can be somewhat useful some of the time, any stand can be useful any other time. Sorry, Hermit Purple.
I mean, I guess so.
Speaking of Hermit Purple, why isn't there a strain of weed yet called Hermit Purple? Just thought
that's
about
that. Pretty good. Yeah, they should actually be definitely one of those.
Second, Lucha Underground this week. Caught up with episode 2. We're working chronologically. A lot of shit went down.
Johnny Mundo. Chavo Guerrero went fucking insane.
Somebody
must dark happened to this episode.
Somebody must have insulted his favorite anime or called him.
Chavo Guerrero killed everybody on the show, basically.
Chavo Guerrero, people must have been making fun of his poncho like a certain somebody.
Because I don't think his poncho looks like a real poncho. It looks like he wore a big t-shirt that belonged to his dad or something. Like he's a little child wearing his daddy's t-shirt.
It's basically you're describing me at the beach.
It's basically you at the beach.
It's basically me at the beach. Listen, you get a big old tank and you can... A big old shirt. It's not really a tank because you can't see my exposed shoulders.
You can't see your exposed pits.
Listen, I'm always hoping I'm catching a sweet wave and like floating like a jellyfish using my giant t-shirt.
God damn it, Russ.
I just want to look like a Portuguese man of war.
Well, you know who is a man of war? Chavo Guerrero. Because he fought everybody. And it was weird. At the end of the episode, he had knocked pretty much, was it everybody in the entire show unconscious?
Even his dearest friend and ally, Sexy Star.
No, she tried to stop him. She was like, you can't do this. This is crazy. And he just, like, killed her. I don't know what happened.
It was, like, end of Evangelion. Like, she was, like, pathetic.
They were on the beach.
Oh, man.
There was that weird scene earlier in the episode where he jerked off on her comatose body. And he said, I'm so fucked up.
Jesus. Chavo Guerrero, you are fucked up. Junior, excuse me. But,
Blue Demon Jr. got put in an ambulance.
Yeah.
And he might be dead. I don't know.
He might have been sent back to hell.
Oh, you know that one scene in Evangelion where Shinji's sitting in the chair in the darkness? Mm-hmm. That kind of happened to Chavo Guerrero Jr.
It was between... I thought that was more parallel to Drake. What the hell am I talking
about? Drake in the Anaconda?
I was thinking about American Dragon, The Adventures of Jake Long.
Fuck. I hate that show.
Hey, listen. He talks like us kids.
I hate that show.
Shit. Remember when Toon Disney was tolerable?
No, it never was.
No.
So he turned into a dragon. What was his deal?
Yeah, he could turn into a dragon.
What did he do when he turned into a dragon?
Breathe fire. He was a mixture of Chinese and American customs.
Well, that's cool. But did he fight crime or?
He fought the magic people of the underground of New York needed protection, and only dragons can provide that surface. It was kind of a racket, actually.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if I like that.
I don't like anything. Hey, okay. Listen, I'm still waiting for the dragon to show up on Lucha Underground.
There is supposed to be some sort of dragon man. Do you think he'll be the one to put an end to Chavo Guerrero's reign of madness?
I don't know, man. It's information control, bro. Chavo has rewritten the books.
Chavo and his memes.
Chavo has spread his meme. You may try to kill him now, but his meme spread on.
It was really fucked up whenever
the band fucked up?
Yeah, the band fucked up. It was fucked up because at one point Mil Muerte tried to stop him, and he punched Chavo right in the face, and he said, "Nanomachine, son, I used to play football."
I used to play ball.
Yeah. And then he kicked Chavo Guerrero like a football, and like a crowd cheered. It was crazy.
How badass is professional wrestling going to be when they all have nanomachines?
Are you sure that they don't? Are you sure? Have you thought about that?
Cena.
I told you that one guy, one of the announcers is named Vamp. It's happening.
He was an androgynous vampire man with a knife near his dick.
He did have a knife dick.
Is that one of the options on the Araja dice? The erogenous dice was a knife dick.
Knife dick. One of the dice said knife is an action, and then one of them says dick.
Yeah, open to interpretation, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you can knife things sexually, I guess.
Shoot.
You can shoot things sexually, I guess. I only shoot things sexually because the only things I shoot are eggs with Eggman's face on them, and I get a boner by shooting all these eggs with Eggman's face on them.
Well, Alan, you know what they say. You know, they sometimes a dick is a dick, cigar is just a cigar, and a gun is a dick. Basically, when you shoot Eggman, you're shooting him with your dick, is what Sigmund Freud said.
As long as he kills him, I'm okay with that.
If my dick killed people, I'd use it as a tool of justice.
Damn it.
Alan, are you an ally of justice?
I think so.
I'd like to think so. I think our podcast proves that.
I think so. You know who I've also allied myself with? It is a little game called Yooka-Laylee.
Yooka-Laylee. Alan here came out of the woodwork. He had been living in a forest waiting for his fucking a new jerk-off participant in his never-ending fetish list. He was like, "Do I want to masturbate to a lizard and a bat?" Well, he's paying $15 to make sure he does. You creep.
Definitely. The thing is, I misread it. I thought it said Ukin Seme. I thought it was Yaoi.
You thought it was Yaoi. You thought they were going to open a pizza place together and grip pepperoni.
Now imagine this. Instead of having a bat that rides around, he has a dude with big Yaoi hands, and he flaps his hands like wings.
That sounds pretty good, and it would make swimming very easy, too.
That's true. So is that what the whole premise of Free is?
You know, it's funny, they have regular-sized hands, like well-proportioned, well-drawn hands. In Free? And you'd think that they'd want the Yaoi hands.
In Free, yeah, definitely. Michael Phelps has Yaoi hands.
It's true. It's a dark secret.
Dark secret.
He had them transplanted.
So he had hands. Oh, kind of.
He had wimpy hands.
No, it's because a cyborg ninja chopped off his hand.
That's true.
And he had to get it transplanted from Liquid. So occasionally, Michael Phelps gets possessed by the spirit of Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake. He's like, brother, swimming through Liquid.
Yeah, he got the transplant because he's looking at the list of donors. He said, "Oh, Liquid, I'm all about that."
And snakes. I love snaking.
Snakes swim real fast. This sounds like a good fit.
Shit, snakes do swim fast.
Yeah, remember that one chapter of Monster Musume where they go to the pool And Mia's like, yeah, I can swim fast. I'm a snake.
Yeah, I wrote my senior thesis on it. It's how I got into college.
Shit.
Yeah, my senior thesis in high school, which is a thing that happens.
So 4 years at what? So 4 years ago you were able to read this? Yeah, it hasn't even been around that long. Do you have a secret exclusive?
I have an uncle who works at Nintendo.
You got an uncle that writes this gross manga.
I have an uncle that works at Domino, and he says that pepperonis are made out of unicorn skin, so...
So, hold on. What part of the skin, and what's the meat in the middle, then?
The meat in the middle, that's meat. I was just trying to... Unicorn dicks? I don't have a...
Are they unicorn dicks?
They're not pepperonis. What if just the unicorn, just their dick was like a pepperoni stick?
Yeah, that's why they're extinct.
That's fucked up. Now, wait, is it like rubber trees and tires, like they're made out of like oil now, synthetics?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Nanomachines.
Nanomachines, son.
Damn.
Pizza has changed.
Pizza
has
changed.
It's now an endless series of proxy battles. Proxy pizzas.
ID tag pizzas. ID tag delivery men. God damn it.
God damn it. Yeah.
Speaking of pizza.
Domino's goes?
Domino's goes, baby.
Domino's does goes. Alan.
Yeah.
You're an expert here. I kind of lobbed an insult at you. And I got rebuffed, I got attacked, and I had to reevaluate and sit back and say, what am I losing, what am I gaining here? This is the Lunchables controversy that's sweeping
Lunchables.
Nation.
So this is Lunchablegate 2015.
Lunchablegate 2015, it's really driving people up the wall.
So frankly. Russ hates Lunchables.
I liked Lunchables when I was 8, but I felt when I hit age 10, like, I can, instead of buying Nacho Lunchables, the only Lunchable I really cared about,
what? Okay. Those are good, though.
Yeah, but you can just buy a jar of, you know, nacho cheese for $2 or $3. I don't remember how much it was back then. And then a bag of chips for $2, and then it's the same thing, but you didn't pay $8 for it.
What kind of Lunchables are you buying that you think they're worth $8?
They used to be really expensive.
Lunchables?
Yeah.
Like $1 or $2.
No way, you're kidding me.
I mean, how much do you think a Lunchables cost, Ross? I mean, that's crazy. It's not a...
I thought that the turkey ones were like $3 or $4. Maybe there was a tariff or a tax or something.
Maybe in Washington they had to like export Lunchables there.
Listen, legal weed. It was a trade-off. They're trying to get that repealed, the stoners.
Fuck.
I myself am conservative. I'm like, you gotta keep Lunchables out of schools.
We don't want Lunchables across our borders.
You know what I've eaten that's like Lunchable but more fucked up?
The bento box? It's kind of like a Lunchable.
Those pre-made, like, Hormel, like, tortilla packs where there's, like, a tortilla. Ugh. And, like, some 3 pieces of, like, deli meat, and then you eat it, and you're like, what did I... And, like, a piece of cheese, like...
What the fuck, Russ?
Yeah, is that weird? It was because it was,
that's
like,
worse than a Lunchable.
Granted, I bought it because I only had, like, $2, and it was the only thing at the convenience store that was $2, so...
That's gross. So my favorite Lunchable is, of course, the pizza Lunchable. I know, the thing is though, Russ, you might not like that because you probably, as a child, ate it cold, but you know what the trick is?
You give it, you give it 20 to 30 seconds in that old MCV.
45.
MCWV, 45 seconds, oh shit.
45 gives it perfect.
But it tastes like nasty flatbread.
No, it's okay. I think it's good.
Okay, man, okay.
You get the Capri Sun, you get the little tiny crunch bar, that's a good meal.
So I hated and attacked, and people... fucking flip. They were like, Lunchables are not laughables. They are a hope and a dream that carries me through the stream. And I said, fuck you, you're a fucking 20-year-old man, stupid piece of shit.
Look, I'm a 21st century schizoid, man. I gotta eat all these good Lunchables.
I'm pretty sure King Crimson was talking about eating pills or some shit, not any of this garbage, any of this Lunchables garbage. Fuck.
Fuck.
Can we jump back to Quillhead's Talk Shop real quick?
I mean, if you want to.
Paul McCartney compared Kanye to John Lennon, and I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
That's an insult to Kanye.
Yeah, anyway, let's jump back to
pizza. Because John Lennon was an abusive husband and bad dad.
Yeah.
And also a shithead.
A big old dumb shit.
And he looked like a lizard man, so
and
fuck him.
And he had a specific... He was a furry. Wait, no, was he the furry?
Wait, what?
Because he was the walrus. Is Paul the Walrus?
You know what? I fucking hate that. No, I fucking hate that song because it's I'm the Walrus, I'm the Eggman. Fuck off. Get out of here.
Hey, do you think John Lennon. This, I shouldn't joke about a person who got shot and killed, but he was kind of a, I don't know. Do you think he survived getting shot and actually came back as Eggman and tried taking over Sonic's world?
That's really fucked up, because then he got shot again by Shadow.
Now think about it.
Think about it. Do you think he's trying to be Roder the Walrus and Eggman? Do you think that's what that song's about?
Well,
that's the thing. We love Roder the Walrus because he's one of the few gay characters in the Sonic universe.
That's true.
And also, he's Sam Fisher. So,
I don't know where that came from. I don't know.
It's your beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy, Russ.
It is true. I would prefer... I think the Splinter Cell games, which are bullshit because they're not the Metal Gear Solid games, would be a lot better if Sam Fisher was a giant walrus and it took place in the Sonic
universe.
A big
gay walrus. I'd like that a lot.
I wish he was a big gay walrus, but I say that about a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly yourself when you look in the mirror.
Myself and my dad.
You wish your dad was a gay walrus?
Yeah, he would be a lot better father. That's not funny. Dad, I'm sorry. Damn, I'd like my dad. Shouts out to my dad. What's up, Dad?
Is your dad ever going to listen to this?
Maybe he's a big fan, and he just doesn't want to tell me to my face.
Doesn't want to tell a lot of things to your face.
Maybe one day it'll be like the last scene in Rudy. Like, he doesn't believe in me, and then I'm winning the Emmy for the Hogcast Speedy Delivery television program.
Oh, the first podcast. Okay, I was about to say, the first podcast Emmy.
I'm seeing TV
so
deals.
So in our television program, what would the format of this be?
It would start with a farting contest.
Every episode?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
I thought you were going to say it starts with like a Jerry Seinfeld-esque thing where we're standing on stage, like in front of a brick wall telling jokes.
That's too funny and entertaining.
Okay.
Farting contest is the way to go, I feel.
Okay. I was about to say that's too funny, I think.
Oh, man.
So what happens after that? I want a full...
You want more of the structure?
Give me a sketch. More of a sketch of this.
Okay. So...
What's a pilot? Hit me with
Okay, let me open. Establishing shot. Mm-hmm. Open field. Alan is weeping. His hands are cut up, bloodied, and bruised, and in front of him is a smashed copy of Nights into Dreams Christmas.
Damn.
Cut to Russ Walsh sucking on the end of a heroin needle.
I don't know if that's how you eat heroin. I don't think you, like, suck heroin.
No.
Is this a squeeze it?
But it's not a squeeze it. It's actually filled with orange juice instead of heroin.
Damn.
And I'm trying to get the orange juice out. Cut to Hatsune Mike holding a dead beloved characters, Hatsune Mike and Super Sonic Craig holding Super Sonic Craig in his arms.
Sonic Craig dead?
Cut to Walter White and Breaking Bad. Tie it all together, Ouroboros.
He has a boner because he's wearing those tight underwear, and he's standing right next to Hatsune Mike and Super Sonic Greg.
He survived Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Is that revealed in Better Call Saul?
Yeah, that's what happens at the end of Better Call Saul.
And then it's going to lead into the...
At the end of Better Call Saul, or at the end of Breaking Bad, whenever Saul has to go get his identity changed or whatever, he goes to work at a Cinnabon in Nebraska, but then he changes his name to Super Sonic Greg.
Wait. Does Saul Goodman get the arm of Walter White grafted onto his own? Jesse leaves for Alaska. Where he trains dogs until the colonel calls him back in. Colonel Badger.
Exactly. Colonel Badger. He says, "Yo, Jesse, something weird happened to me while I was driving home the other day."
He's got to stop the methyl gear. It's not funny.
Methyl gear.
It's fucking stupid.
Good. That was pretty good, actually.
Anyway, that's going to be our
show. Wait, is meth nanomachines?
Meth is nanomachines in this universe.
Fuck.
Vamp looks like a crazy meth head.
That makes a lot of sense.
Anyway, and for some reason, I was taking orange juice out of my hair. That's going to be like a weird mystery people can get.
Oh, and Walt Jr.'s Otacon.
Walt Jr.'s Otacon.
This makes a lot of sense.
Telling shitty Chinese proverbs, he just talks about breakfast.
Wait, Mei Ling's the one that does Chinese proverbs.
Doesn't Mei Ling talk about breakfast any?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell through her thick accent. It's not funny. What was with her voice? I'll never get that, because they like totally backed off it.
Hardcore. Yeah, they definitely did. I don't know what was up with that.
It's like, what's wrong with her voice? There's nothing wrong here.
I do like later on, whenever, and at the end of Breaking Bad season 4, whenever Saul whenever Saul, who has been possessed by Walter White's arms, kisses Jesse on the face.
Yeah. Breaking Bad Revengeance.
Breaking Bad Revengeance. It's Skinny Pete. He's a cyborg ninja now.
Yes. Thank you, Skinny Pete. God bless.
God bless you, Skinny Pete.
Speaking of God bless, we haven't actually talked about pizza yet.
No, we talked about Lunchables, but that wasn't either of our loadouts. Yeah, so that was go ahead just and me. Jump into you. Yeah, it was just you just venting.
I had a follow-up this week.
You did.
I wanted to reassure myself that I was feeling very good. My business partner, Alan, was here. Things were going beautifully. The profits were up through the roof. I'm very broke, by the way. But once this podcast breaks out, we're going to be kissing sacks of cash and wearing gold pits. Jewelry. Kissing the most beautiful pits that I've ever seen. I'll be walking in the club, and I'll be like, hey, honey, let me see them pits, and they're going to drop them for me, or lift them.
Drop
for
your
me.
Pits?
Yeah, they're going to lift them for me. I said drop them, but I meant to lift them.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm a creep. I'm a flirt. That song's about me and pits, yeah. By the way. Or, well, I like to think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm a flirt. Don't leave your girlfriend around me, because I'm a flirt. Yeah.
Listen.
Because by flirt, he means just, like, pits. He's just going to, like...
I'm a pit kisser. Now I'm imagining like a perv being arrested, like taken out of a gym because he's hanging out at a gym, and when the girl starts like doing some like lifts or a yoga stretch,
he's just
like they just
he's just like let me just suck the sweat right out of those pits.
They're like, get the fuck out of here, freak! They hit me with the
he has like a big curly straw, and he's just like putting it on people's pits and sucking up the sweat.
Datelight pit BC NBC pit.
Goddamn.
Chris Hansen's like, are you a pit hunter, sir? I'm like, I've never kissed a pit in my life. No, now I'm doing it back.
I've got an AIM chat that says that from Pit Kisser 420. It says, let me see them pits, girl.
Law and Order SVU, like
it's Law and Order, it's Law and Order PVU Pit Victims Unit.
I just thought you were gonna say Pizza Victim Unit, because that's what happens to anybody who eats Pizza Hut. Is Ice-T has to get in there and investigate what led to this.
Yeah,
it's not Ice-T. Like a crime or anything. You can't convict anybody, but he just has he wants to understand.
I think Pizza Hut really is a
themselves.
Crime in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's a legal nature. Crime. It's the fat cats in Wall Street are keeping these Pizza Huts that are sucking the life out of
it's
our citizens.
Pizza the Hut, am I right?
No, we don't make Spaceball references on my fucking podcast.
Hey, I need some space for my balls.
Oh God damn it! I hate you.
Just talk about your fucking pizza, Russ.
Get the chicken carbonara again. It kills it. I'm not going to say it's the be-all, end-all pizza, because, you know, variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, the spice is life. I get it. You fucking Dune-loving motherfucker.
Shut up. I'm not a fucking nerd. I read cool books. I read Sports Illustrated. It's my literature.
Yeah, the litany against Pizza Hut. I get it.
Fuck me. I hate this podcast. I hate what it's done to me. I hate what you've done to me. Anyway,
that's going to be on our t-shirts on Topotaco.
Topotaco, yeah. I don't think they'd allow that. Where was I going with this? It was pretty good. Holds up. Alan, as much shit as I've been giving Alan lately, he knocked it out of the park on that one. That one's...
I told you, that's the best fucking pizza. It's really good.
You've never explained to me the origin story behind it, though.
Of why I got it?
Yeah, what was...
Because I try everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You're talking to a pizza conservative.
Yeah, I try everything. I'm really liberal with my pizza.
I don't kiss a pizza until the third box.
But you don't kiss box in general.
Well, I don't kiss the box. I kiss the pizza, but...
No, I mean vagina. I mean cunnilingus.
Oh, what are you talking... What is that?
Oh, Ross, this explains a lot.
What's a vagina, by the way? What does it look like?
Maybe you should ask your mom. But, well, hold on, wait.
Why would I ask my mom? It's probably ask my... I don't know.
Ask
you know
your
what?
Dad.
The birds and the bees speech, it's 2014. Mom or dad could share it with me. They just decided not to. That's not true.
That's probably for the best, to be honest.
Fuck.
Speaking for the best, I had... Last night, I stopped by DP Dough and got another calzone.
Have we talked DP Dough before?
I think we have, because we talked about... I made a joke about it being... I'm not sure what the DP stands for. I assume it's double penetration. I assume that they fuck these calzones on both sides.
They,
I don't really know.
They roll the dice first to determine what erogenous zones these pizza... These.
If you think about it, a calzone's kind of like a pit. Like an armpit of... It's just sort of like a juncture.
Yeah,
it's a good.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'd kiss that pit. You kidding me?
I wouldn't kiss a calzone until the third box of calzones.
Well, these calzones did come in a box.
Shoot. What was it like? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing, Russ. It was like 2:30-ish last night, and also I was very drunk when I ate it, so I needed something to soak up all that evil poison inside of me.
Yeah, dark juice.
That dark jizz.
Like a Waluigi sense, like dark Luigi.
Oh, Wadges.
Yeah, Wadges. That's what everybody says to me. They say bad jizz.
Bad jizz.
Because I have a dildo in my ass and I'm on the couch, a la Sonic the Hedgehog or Tails.
You're walking down the stairs with a dildo in your ass.
It's just hanging out there. Mom, help me.
Wait, so it's stuck in your ass and you just can't get it out? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes I just sat on it. I don't even know if it was a dildo or not.
Or kind of like Eggman and that raisin.
Wait a minute, it's a Marlin. That's no dildo. Gazinga.
Gazinga.
So you like catchphrase.
So the calzone I had was the chicken parmesan.
Oh, those are both good things.
So it was it had chicken, it had parmesan, and then what else did it have in it? Chicken parmesan. I think that must have been it. Just a lot of cheese, and it came with marinara sauce on the side. That was pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good.
My only complaint though is that the chicken wasn't like breaded, like you would normally get in a chicken parmesan.
Oh yeah, that sounds fine though. I think it's already plenty breaded because it's got fucking bread around it, you greedy bastard.
I want more bread, Russ.
You're just more bread and bread. You're like a person who uses soda cubes.
Soda cubes?
Where you freeze soda and then you put it in the soda and you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't think it works. See,
what
though,
I usually do is, you know, those whiskey stones where you just make those
the
stones real cold.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my intensely painful kidney stones that I've gotten from drinking so much whiskey.
I thought that what I was really talking about was
What are any of us really?
What I was really
talking
about is I was talking about your fucked up balls or stones that you inject with whiskey because you don't know how drinking works.
It's the next level of color rolling. I used to just pour.
Well, see, Russ heard the term whiskey dick once, and he thought that means you should inject your dick with whiskey.
Yeah, what is whiskey dick? I've actually never heard that term before.
You never heard that?
Is that?
It's when you can't get an erection because you've drank too much.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, this explains a lot, Russ.
This explains a lot. The sad part is, maybe I'm one of those people who produces my own natural alcohol.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hold on a second.
I can only get turnt by a pit, so you know me.
So when you say turnt, do you mean you get drunk by seeing pits, or do you mean you get a boner when you see pits?
All of the above.
Damn.
You know how I was saying that all auteurs have fetishes? Like, just imagine if I directed a movie, how many pits it'd make it in there?
It'd be a pitapalooza, baby.
Yeah, it'd be the tanker level of Metal Gear Solid 2 all over again.
It would be that.
God damn it.
Strut F, more like pit F. Pit. More like fuck these pits.
You remember
these pits.
You remember the armpits in the tanker scene?
Yeah, there's a lot of pits in there.
Anyway. Yeah, this podcast is the pit, which is why I still do it. It makes me horny.
Shit, this makes a lot of sense now.
Alan wants to quit the show now. Fuck, why did I say that? I revealed the truth.
I mean, whatever's good radio.
Speaking of revealing the truth, Sonic News, Reviews, and Toots, because we like to keep things transparent. Like the television show, Transparent.
We say that every time you say the word transparent, Russ. You can't keep doing this.
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah, like the band Fucked Up. Shit. Speaking of fucked up, leaked Sony Pictures emails show excitement for Sega's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hey, Sony? I had faith in your fucking service. Your fucking... It was the one person who used... what was their name of the fucking music streaming service they pushed on PS3 so hard? Curiosity?
Qbert?
Qbert.
All the thing with Curiosity is that every time there was curse words in the songs, they would bleep it out with Qbert's weird honks and crazy symbols.
It's just so funny, because if you know anything about video game lore like I do...
he just says racial slurs. That's all Qbert says.
That's all Qbert was saying, was racial slurs.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Fuck Qbert. Qbert's the worst, even worse than Mario. I'm gonna... You know, a lot of people like...
Have you seen the video Racist Qbert? On YouTube?
You know how a lot of people think that it... You know, World War II, Americans like to think it was a war between, you know...
The Cobra unit and the Nazis, yes.
People like to think it was America versus Germany, but it was really communism versus fascism, in a sense.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's the same thing here. A lot of people... Mario is a stupid piece of shit. He makes his money. Nobody cares. It's truly a war between Sonic and Qbert. Ratchet the Clank is such bullshit, it doesn't matter, DOS Ratchet boys. Oh, I hate the DOS Ratchet boys.
Well, no, hold on. No, you mean DOS Ratchet Boy, the character DOS Ratchet Boy? Or do you mean the Ratchet Boys in general?
Yes. Him specifically. You didn't hear about Gerald Clankman?
What happened to Clankman?
He died.
Oh, good riddance. I hate that fucking guy.
He
told me I had a bad laugh. I didn't like him.
Yeah. Apparently, he was drinking a lot of, and then he drank some Clamato, and apparently has an allergy to clams and shellfish.
Damn.
It's fucked up.
Like the band fucked up. Damn.
Oh, man.
Clam. Anyway. So this email is from...
That's utterly ridiculous.
So this email is from Noriaki Dixano, which is to some Hannah person who says, Hannah just... Oh, no, wait, hold on. It's to everybody. Hannah just called to give me the early heads up that a very popular video game for years from Sega Game Maker named Sonic the Hedgehog will be made into a live-action film. Script is not completed, but it would be financed 50-50 by SPE and Sega. Blah, blah, blah. US 2016. I hope this would make another franchise like Resident Evil for our Japanese market. So, Sonic the Hedgehog, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited...
I mean, it's not happening now.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a bummer. It makes
me... Would you like it to be, like, about Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was wondering, who's the lady who plays Alice in the Resident Evil films again? Mila Jovovich?
Mila Jovovich, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd get her back for Sonic.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so who would be Tails?
Tails, it would have to be another beautiful woman, so that when they eventually kiss, it'd be fine.
Emma Stone would be Tails.
It could be the guy who plays the Flash.
That jaw guy. The guy with, like, the big beefy jaw.
Yeah. Him and Mila Jovovich take on Dr. Eggman, played by, Oh, shit. Who would play him? Bill Murray?
Bill Murray's... Okay,
that would transition pretty well into a later segment, but we can't have to save it, so... Sit on that
Bill
segment.
Murray, okay. Another great, huge news this week, Russ.
Drop it on me.
Neil Light breaks a London Marathon world record whilst dressed as Sonic. According to multiple sources, Neil has not only succeeded in completing the marathon, but he's also broken the world record, setting a time of 3 hours, 9 minutes, 28 seconds. Here's the thing. Who had previously held that record? Mario and Luigi. Yep, that's right. The previous record was held by Mario and Luigi, who crossed the line as a pair to set a time of 3 hours, 29 minutes. Neil has smashed that record.
Yeah, like it should be. Fuck those guys.
Fucking smash those racist fucks that were trying to run this race.
It's called blast processing, motherfuckers. And by blast processing, I mean carbo loading, because this guy fucking took it and he blew it out of the water.
You know what he's wearing in this picture? He's wearing a Sonic outfit with his arms exposed, so they are tan. And he's also wearing a Sonic hat, just like the ones we are wearing right now at this very minute.
It's beautiful.
I love this man. Can we get him on the show?
Let's put him in the Hall of Fame.
In the Hall of Fame with Andre
3000, Andre 3000, and Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
You're in here, Mr. Light.
And Lenore.
Is she in there? Oh yeah, she's in England. She ought to go meet this guy.
Yeah, Lenore, track this guy down.
I don't know if he can because he's real fast.
What if Lenore ran, but as the Yuri Cam girl?
That'd be pretty good. What if she ran for government, but as the Yuri Cam girl?
That's my platform, is Yuri Cam.
Isn't most of the stuff in Yuricam illegal in the UK now?
Maybe. Like, the porn thing?
Well, like, yeah, you can't do, like, face sitting.
Oh, they banned mayonnaise because people were fucking with it too much.
Yeah. The UK is a whole country of mayo fanatics.
Yeah.
Mostly because
Have you ever heard of the Philly fanatic?
I've heard of the Philly fanatic.
Well, I think the same thing, but the whole country in mayonnaise.
Damn. So do you think the Philly fanatic uses his big, giant Q-bert nose to suck up mayonnaise?
Yeah, he does. It's pretty disgusting.
Cool. Or does mayonnaise
also
come out
very
of
highly erotic. That's why I can't watch sports.
Okay.
Sexually attracted. I'm sexually attracted to mascots. Fuck.
That's pretty cool.
I like.
Speaking of
what
sexually
about Boltman?
Attracted.
Real quick, Boltman. Yay or nay, Alan?
Wait, who's Boltman?
God damn it!
Alan. Oh, you mean the lightning Boltman that looks like Drill and or Mac Tonight?
Or the moon guy in the McDonald's commercial?
The Mac Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
He looks like
damn.
He looks like him.
What if they kissed?
What if they kissed their pits?
Hey, if anybody out there can draw worth shit, I want to see that. I'll pay money.
Hey, look, hold on. I'm going to have to call in some favors in the world of drawing here, Russ. I want a picture of Mac Tonight and Boltman kissing each other's armpits. give me this, please. And also, Drill is there.
Yeah, sure. This is a that's a good fucking fanfic. I'll get on it. I'm a storyteller, by the way.
What would the name of this fanfic be?
It'd be probably called Bolts of Menage Pleasure Tonight.
I was gonna say Menage au Pit.
Menage au Pit. That sounds like Brad Pitt would get involved. Maybe he's.
That sounds like something with Nicki Minaj and Brad Pitt, which I would also read.
Brad Pitt hosts a secret nightclub where all the most famous and fancy peoples go to.
Yeah, he hosts a secret club, and he says, first rule is don't talk about Pitt Club. This is if it's your first time here, you've got to kiss Pitts.
But you can't look each other in the eyes. It's like Eyes Wide Shut meets Fight Club. It's gonna David and Fincher's also already and also on
they only hit each other. They only kiss each other on the pits because they can put their shirts over it and hide the bruises.
But Mac
kissing so hard.
But Mac Tonight and Boltman are the first ever to kiss on the lips, and it sets off a revolution. It's like that one movie Upside Down, the one with Jim Sturgess and Emily Blunt, where one lives on the Upside Down world and the right side up world.
You know what that movie pisses me off at is I thought Emily Blunt was in it, and like, oh, this sounds like a movie for me. Blunt, I get it. But nobody even smoked any weed in that movie.
Did you go, has that been plaguing you for years now? Like,
yeah, it has.
What is it, Edge of Tomorrow? You're like, yeah, I'm always feeling that Edge of Tomorrow when I'm hitting, blazing, killing it.
Yeah.
And then you see it, and it's about Tom Cruise dying and Emily Blunt's, and you're just like, why aren't you just an anthropomorphic piece of weed? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. And then I see Seth Rogen movies. I'm like, this guy's an anthropomorphic piece of weed. What's up with this?
I wonder how much, like, what's the THC level in his beard? Like, if you smoked his beard. If you're... If I kiss
Seth Rogen's pits and suck the THC out of his armpit hair, how high could I get?
So it's, now I'm imagining, like, an alien xenomorph situation. Seth Rogen hanging from the wall, like... And him's like screaming like THC. That's what they feed on. And Ripley's like, my God.
Oh my God.
Alien 4. Directed by the guy who brought you Chappie.
Yo, Blomkamp. D Antwoord's in here and they're sucking their pits.
D Antwoord's the aliens.
D Antwoord.
Seth Rogen's screaming and the little Charlton Copley is just like, let him go.
Because the thing is, in South Africa, pit sucking is illegal.
So there's a weed shortage and pit sucking's legal. It touches on fears, and that's what great horror does.
That's what, yeah.
Does the Babadook get weaker or stronger the more weed you smoke?
The Babadook is hiding in the background unless you're kissing pits. That's the only thing that can stop him.
You gotta suck on his pits to kill him.
Yes. You open up that fucking stupid storybook in the last page.
Five Nights at Freddy's, you just look to the side and there's a pit that you suck on to like, keep him off.
There's an animatronic bear pit you have to suck on, and if you don't suck on it, they're gonna kill you and replace your pits with robot bear pits.
Oh shit. Oh
God,
man.
God damn it.
Actually, the ancient vampire legend started, it wasn't from the neck, it was all from the pit.
Oh, there's those Chinese hopping vampires that would hop around, and if you ripped your armpit hairs off, they would have to stop and count them.
Okay, supersonic figure.
Have you looked at this, Russ?
I have not. I'm looking at a pic right now.
The pre-orders are coming this Tuesday, May 5th.
I gotta drop some money on it.
It portrays modern Supersonic splashing down onto Station Square's flooded remains in a pose reminiscent of this piece of artwork. It also has a cool lighting effect.
They should have
it
a super...
Baller.
I should put a Supersonico next to a Supersonic figure
and come on both of them
and then melt them down and remold it into a shape of Supersonic with titties. So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, we're just getting really deep into my sexual psyche this week.
Yeah, this is like,
I love how Alan's remained the mystery and myself Russ.
No, we've revealed that Russ just likes to fuck and kiss pits.
It's my dream. It's what I live for.
God damn it.
Okay. It's just this idea. Who else is trapped on this derelict spaceship hanging from the wall with Seth Rogen? Chris Pratt's the hero. He's teamed up with Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. And so D Antwoord, like, do they look like aliens or
they it's kind mocap. Of, they look like Jeff kind of Bridges and Tron's legacy.
I was about to say they already kind of look like aliens anyway. Because they look crazy.
Oh fuck. So it's him, and then who else?
James Franco's up there.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill and James Franco are there.
There needs to be like a famous, like a popular character actor, but John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly's there. He's like the pilot of the ship, and he's the first person that gets his pit sucked. He's like, oh no.
Kristen Wiig
is like Sigourney Weaver's like best friend.
Yeah. Fuck. We should stop sharing this on the podcast.
What's the name of the movie?
It's called The Pit of Space. Dark Pit of Space.
Dark Pit in Space. Dark Pit in Subspace Emissary.
How about this? How about Killzone? No. How about Dead Space?
How about Dead Pit?
Dead Pit.
How about Pit Stop?
They're just called D Antwoord Morphs.
Remember that one time that one of the members of D Antwoord turned into a hawk and had to go hide in the rafters, and then they got turned. They had to stay as a hawk forever.
Yeah, and then yes.
And then they're like, "This is okay." He's like, "Oh, this is okay because hawks have big wings and they have the best pits of all."
Beautiful. Yeah. Do you think Chappie will make a cameo?
Oh yeah, I love Chappie because he's like, "I am Chappie. I love pits."
Thank you, Erasmus Dice. They've given us it's probably the best dice since Andrew Dice Clay. We're running long. We should probably get into the.
Do you think Andrew Dice Clay like even bothers the pits, or do you think he just? Do you think that's child's play for him?
I don't think Andrew Dice Clay's ever had sex. Is that?
So you just think that makes a lot of sense because a lot of his nursery rhymes are just like they get to like the punchline where it should be something like weird or like sexual, and then he just kind of says and then kind of like looks at his feet and he's like can't finish the joke because he doesn't know what's going on.
It's like a fourth grader asking mom and dad where babies come from. But, no.
You never know what that is, isn't it, Russ? Because they never told you.
Yeah, it's true. He just finishes the second his, like, wife starts talking because he finds that voice highly erotic. Oh, Dice Man.
Why don't you kiss my pits?
Why don't you kiss my pits? He's like, too late, watching the game. Oh, don't use your sexy voice on me, you dumb broad.
I'm watching the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's like, "Oh, Pitts."
That's why I can't watch. See, the thing is, for some reason, I'm attracted to Pennsylvania-based teams. Can't watch the Phillies because the Philly fanatic drives me bananas, and then the fucking Pittsburgh Penguins. That's the hockey. God damn it!
It's Pirates, right?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Pirates. They just get my engine revved because the pits.
Well, the thing about the Pittsburgh Pirates is that they all come out in pirate gear. And they're like, "Arr, let me see them pits.
Let me see them pits." It's funny.
Well, the thing is, back then, because of scurvy, they had to suck vitamin C out of each other's pits to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because that's where all of your vitamin C is concentrated, is in your armpits.
Oh shit! This makes more sense. This makes the the Dark Pit of Space script make even more sense. Speaking of making sense, we watched something this week that didn't make any fucking sense. We watched Sonic Boom. This week, Sonic Boom was a bad parody of
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, and it was a real bummer.
Yeah, so it was called Hedgehog Day, and Eggman makes some sort of weird, like, super weapon that's like a weird tracking glowy ball that chases Sonic. Except then he shoots another one that's even better, but Amy hits the first one with a hammer, and then it collides with the first one, or the second one, and then Lightning Bolt hits it, and then it makes like a time loop, like Groundhog Day. Except the thing is that they don't really know what the rules of like Groundhog Day are. I think like this must have been somebody who read like a Wikipedia summary for Groundhog Day, like in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because like, the time keeps on looping, but it doesn't loop at the exact same time, like, the end of the day.
I would say even less than that. I think they got it from an Amazon 5-star review, like, an Amazon review.
Like, this is a good thing. Time loops.
Written 1998 when somebody bought a VHS. The VHS transfer quality was killer. Now, here's the example.
That's basically in there, like, oh, wow, okay. You know what was weird is that it was supposed to be an HD YouTube video, but it actually looked markedly worse than most of the other Sonic Boom videos we've watched.
Oh, it was awful.
Like, video quality-wise. So time keeps on looping, but it doesn't happen at the same time each day, and it doesn't happen at the end of the day. It just seems like whenever it's supposed to be comedically appropriate. And also somehow Eggman's able to do things in between days. Like, not everything resets.
The funny part about you saying it was when it was comedically appropriate, it was never funny or comedic.
Well, no, the thing is, like, they were trying to make it like a joke. Like, they're like, this is where a normal joke would go.
Okay, that's what I was confused about.
They're like, this should be a joke. Like, this is where a normal show would have a joke. But instead, it's just, like, something stupid happens, and then time loops again, and then that's the whole bit.
And then everybody feels bad.
Everybody feels bad. Except now, what if one of the time loops, they start again, but they're all cowboys in the 1800s searching for mummified pieces of Supersonic's corpse?
That would be good. That'd be better.
That'd probably be pretty good.
Man.
Have you ever thought that Steven Steele from Steel Ball Run is kind of like a type of Eggman, but good, because he has that weird hair that looks like a cracked eggshell on top of his head?
Maybe. Yeah.
Do you think he's maybe Gerald Robotnik, the good Robotnik?
So wait, are you saying that the first part would cover Sonic Adventure, like out-universe Sonic Adventure, and like E-102 would ride on the back of a camel, and Big the Cat would be Sandman?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
And Chaos is Blackmore, the rainbow man, the Catch the Rainbow guy.
God damn it. Well, who would the president would still be the same president with the...
Yeah, it would still be him. What he does is he carries around a picture of Sonic and he smashes people up between that and walls to teleport them to the alternate universe.
You could tell it's an alternate universe, though, because Sonic is opposed to the president instead of supporting the president like he normally does.
Well, no, because at the end of the thing, he's like, I want to believe you, but I don't know if I can. And then he throws him that gun.
Spoiler alert, by the way. Anyway.
And then it fuses with his gun.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, wait, that was Shadow. I get those guys confused a lot.
Confused. Speaking of getting confused, this episode was confusing and it was sad. I hate to be backseat writer, because, you know, I mean, I am a published storyteller.
Okay, yeah.
But these guys are now. Probably get paid.
Probably.
Much better than you or I at any job we work for.
I get paid a decent amount whenever I do work, but I don't.
Hmm. What I'm saying is they're going to be, in showbiz, their show has been watched a lot more than our podcast is listened to. And yet our show... Which is us bullshitting. We write some things down in a Google Doc.
Hold on. We came up with the greatest thing that's ever been created, which is Deep Pit.
Or Deep Dead Pit of Space.
Deep Pit of Space.
The Dank Pit of Space.
Dank Pit of Space. Well, you know what? Your armpits are naturally kind of dank because they are dark and kind of wet.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like, it's going to be a visual metaphor.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the poster is going to be? Do you think the poster is going to be like a black hole but superimposed over somebody's armpit?
Yes.
And like a spaceship heading into it?
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe somebody's eye or face. Anyway,
It's a reflection in Seth Rogen's eye.
Yes, or glasses.
His glasses. And also in his other eye, you can see a screaming face of the D-Antword people.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
I love it.
You know what I also love, Russ?
What?
Toods.
Toods. Drop a toot on me this week, Alan.
I've got a good toot this week.
Oh, give it to me.
I have Monkey Khan.
Is he a martial artist looking guy?
You tell me.
Does he have a gi on?
No.
Does he have a robe on?
Not really, no.
Does he look like an ancient Mongolian Khan?
No. Think of other characters that are monkey, like from history, historical
Son
mythological
Goku?
Characters. What?
Son Goku, the
Yes.
Okay, so does he fly around on a magic cloud and have
yes, he does.
Transformations? Boom, nailed it. Is this the first time I've gotten it? I have not compared
I had to tell you basically what it was, but sure.
I was closer than you think.
It wasn't like that time that Ravi immediately guessed that Rob of the Hedge was Robin Hood.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck this, I'm leaving. Why don't you just have Ravi on as the guest?
I should. He acknowledges that Lunchables are good like I do.
I appreciate you're a fucking 12-year-old.
I need to ask Ravi what he thinks about pits, though.
Oh, true. So true. You're stuck with me until then.
I'm stuck with you until I can ask Ravi about pits. And then I might have to give you some old Clamato juice, if you know what I mean.
Fuck that. Gerald Klinkman doesn't deserve this treatment.
He does deserve this treatment. I fucking hate that guy. He said I had a bad laugh.
Said you had a bad laugh.
Hey, nobody even laughs listening to your show, shithead. Well, dead guy. Like, fuck you.
Don't kick the dead while they're down. Come on,
man. I'm kicking all... can I kick this DOS Ratchet boy?
Yeah, you can, you know, for him being a big baby and crying.
Yeah, you big fuck. What's wrong with you, shithead?
Poor Gerald Klinkman. R.I.P.
Yeah, rotten piece, fucko.
Rotten piece. Rotten fucking pieces.
Rotten pits, fuck. Yeah. How about that? Like a rotten armpit, a big stinky one that's not even any good.
You know, it was actually pretty sad, because they were going to give him burial at sea, and apparently, like, they dropped him on a clam bed, and his body was consumed by clams.
That's ironic.
He was destroyed from the inside and the outside by clams.
That's really fucked up, because I remember it reading, I saw some of his will. He wanted to be buried with his favorite animal, the marlin.
Reborn as a marlin, and now he's...
Reborn as a marlin. He wanted to, you know, like when they do a burial at sky, whenever they have your body torn apart by birds?
No, I didn't know this, but that's probably how I'm going to do it.
But with marlins.
Yeah. I was originally thinking about just lying in a ditch and dying that way.
Okay.
But that sounds a lot more fun. Well, I guess it's not that fun, because I'm dead. So
you'll be dead, so it doesn't really matter either way. But whenever you do die, do you want me to throw you into the ocean with a bunch of marlins, or do you want me to throw you into a ditch?
Well, I'm sure my family or somebody who loved me would probably take care of this stuff, but I'm willing to concede it to you.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I'm your business partner.
You'll know how to make it profitable.
Yeah, I need to do this in the most viral way possible.
I just want the Hogcast to make me rich and insanely successful, even in death.
Look, okay, hold on. Here's what we're going to do, Russ. We're going to edit out our beautiful movie script. And we're going to sell that.
I think Oscar... Do you smell Oscar?
Oscar the Grouch? That guy?
Oscar's
just
pissed.
Stink.
No, the gold man. The gold statue.
Oh, yeah. Can you lick... I hear if you lick the pit of the Oscar, it's the most tasty of all pits.
Yes. That's how Billy Crystal turned into the man. He got addicted to Oscar.
Shit.
Oscar juice. He became famous and he befriended Robin Williams just to get at those Oscar pits. R.I.P. Robbie Williams.
Remember that one? Remember that one scene in The Adventures of Baron Munchausen where Robert Williams' head was floating after his horny body, but his body wasn't horny for getting its pits licked.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a real role reversal. It was a real strange one.
Yeah, that's really weird. That was a deleted scene.
We should probably talk about the Tood. So he's a martial
artist. Near the end
man.
Of the Great War, Robotnik invaded the neutral city of Lung West, looking for subjects for his cyborg project. Among them, he found Ken Khan, son of village elder Liu Khan, and he was the only one that accepted robot parts. He destroyed half of his body and turned it into robots, mm-hmm. into a cyborg part, and gave him, and then gave him this magical atom bat, which is a cool staff that's able to absorb electricity, and made him like his lackey. He fought Sonic a couple of times, but eventually he rebelled against him, and he became like a folk hero that traveled around for a while mm-hmm. on his magical cloud. He got manipulated by the Iron Queen at some point. Then he fought the Eggman Empire and the Iron Dominion and just a whole bunch of people. He's sort of like the people's champ, like the Paul Wall of this universe, I think.
Good for him. I don't know.
Okay, you want me to tell him? You want me to go and drop his special powers on you?
Drop me some powers. I'll be able to judge it.
Okay.
Is he on par with Goku?
He's a proficient fighter due to his incredible strength and durability as a cyborg. About half of his body, despite its outward appearance, has been replaced with mechanical parts. He also has the ability to conjure a cloud upon which he and others can float/fly, and also conjure lightning that he can either bring down his opponents from the sky or absorb into his atom bat in order to power his attacks. When wearing a power ring as a crown, his abilities are enhanced, and he receives protection from Magitek and other forms of mind control that his cyborg nature otherwise leaves him susceptible to.
This is like some Dungeons & Dragons shit.
I have his character sheet right here. Did you know that he's in love with Sally Acorn?
Alright, well, aren't we all? Especially,
well, I mean,
all stuff like, you know...
Don't
felt
we all
suits,
take a
felt suits and like,
don't we all take skeletons and then cover them in foam like padding and then turn them into like living Sally Acorn dolls?
Yeah, and then put hot water bottles in there to simulate human warmth.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
See, what I do normally though is I just use two hot water bottles and I put it in the pit region.
The pit region.
That's my favorite erogenous zone.
Yeah, pretty much. Would you buy erogenous dice that focused exclusively on just different areas of the pit, like sectioned it off?
So, like, how many different... Do you think you can divide that up into six different
quadrants?
As
a pit
quadrants?
Expert, there's seven parts. You want me to
seven
name
Seven parts
them?
Of the pit? Yeah, there's seven parts. There's seven parts of the pit you can't say on TV.
Yeah. Do you want me to name them all?
Go ahead and name them. Do it.
There's the scrimp.
Scrimp? What part is that?
That's the upper left.
There's upper left
the pizza pie. That's the center. It's the shape of a pizza pie.
Okay.
There's the Italian, that's the lower chunk. It looks like Italy, like a boot. Okay. It used to be the boot, but Italy kind of like, you know, rested control.
Okay. I get you.
And then there's, that's how many do I have so far?
That was three.
Oh, that's good enough.
And the other three are those, but opposite. So you've got the anti-pit, the anti-scrimp, the anti-pizza, and the anti-Italy.
What is this? What was anti-Italy?
Germany?
Finland?
Finland.
No, Italy is attached to Germany, so there's...
Well, that's why they're okay. They can be anti.
No, but there's intercultural mixing. Things don't work that way.
Well, if you say so.
Some fucking Dr. Seuss, you asshole.
Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, remember the bread that was buttered on top and the buttered on below? Hey, guys,
what the fuck are you even talking about?
It's all the fucking same, you know?
So you're telling me I can't eat Lunchables, but you're still reading fucking Dr. Seuss books?
Dr. Seuss is a fucking literary genius.
What, do you want some fucking Beazle Nut drinks at Denny's, you fuck?
Why don't you fuck off? Berenstain Bear fan? You dumb idiot.
Berenstain Bears are cool, because I thought that they were big gay bears, but they're not. And then I thought they were lesbian bears, but they're not.
Oh, shit. Junior Bear is so cool. He's like Bart Simpson, but better, you know?
Yeah, El Barrow.
Oh, shit.
I like the one scene in Berenstain Bears where somebody calls the sister bear and says, "Is your love the real thing? Meet me on the roof." And she falls down the stairs forever.
Fuck. Remember that one part where the Berenstain Bears lied to their children and explained that I can't remember. I was going to make a joke about the movie Dogtooth, but I don't remember the movie Dogtooth very well.
The movie Dogtooth was the one where they like trick their
daughters into like, yeah,
into a weird incest island.
Yes.
Oh, it's Pupa, but with bears.
Yeah, exactly. Pupa, but with bears. We should tweet at the Greek director and say, "Hey, have you watched Pupa yet? It's basically the same as your, like, award-winning movie."
We should actually do that.
Pupa's
Does
Lenore
have
anime.
A copy of Pupa on DVD that we can send? You think she can send a copy?
Who?
Does Lenore have a copy of Pupa
on DVD? Hey,
Lenore,
if you're listening, can you hit us up with a Pupa DVD? It's probably next to the Mocho in your collection.
We'll do an exchange. Russ will send you the dog and scissors.
Cultural
you can
exchange.
Send...
Can you get us some? Could you get us some Tim Tams or like? I was about to say Smarties, but that's Canadian. What's a weird English candy? Can you get us some wine gums?
Wine gums.
And we'll get you like a Philly cheesesteak or something.
Yeah, we'll just mail it. You can get a vegan cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's true. Probably that cheese sauce is vegan. It's probably all synthetic chemical at this point.
Yeah, it's all nanomachines.
It's all nanomachines, son. We'll send him some
Do you think that's why Philly Boy Roy is so strong, is because he eats all these nanomachines in the form of Philly cheesesteaks?
Thank you. Philly Boy Roy is very strong and very personal to me, in my heart. Speaking of things that are personal in my heart, we have some questions sent to us from beautiful listeners like you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like you, the listener.
Like who? If you have a pair of headphones in or are near a speaker playing this, then you're currently a listener. And even if you did not care, maybe you're in a car... And your, mm-hmm. you know, little shrimpy Johnson down there, your child, your boy, is like,
now, when
oh.
you say little shrimpy Johnson, do you mean your little tiny dick, Russ?
No,
what?
I don't play music near my dick because I'm afraid the sonic reverberations,
the reverberations
will make it fall
would shatter it.
This is established within the canon, Alan.
Yes.
But,
And it would fall off and like a little raisin and a rat would come take it.
Well, that's what I'm going to name my child someday. His name is Shrimpy.
Oh, you think you're going to have a child someday, Russ?
That's good. Well, I was thinking about buying
I mean,
a
well, hold
child.
On. I mean, Russ, like, I mean, if somebody can fuck Goofy, then somebody...
It's true. If Lenore... Goofy can find somebody like Lenore, I can find somebody out there for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Alan.
Maybe.
You know, for being a business partner, sometimes you certify my life and make me feel a lot better.
I wish I didn't.
You're forced to, if I die.
I mean, if I die, I might just have to team up with DOS Ratchet Boy.
That sounds like a good podcast.
That sounds like a bad podcast. I fucking hate that guy.
Speaking of good podcasts, let's get to the fucking questions already.
Oh, so our first one is by our close personal friend, Ravi, who asks, "What's your favorite Lunchable?"
The nacho Mine's cheese pizza. One when I was a kid, but I'm not a kiddie. I don't eat that anymore.
What's your ranking of Lunchables? I want you to give me like a bullet point list.
Oh shoot. Okay, the nacho ones were good. And then I like the cracker and the turkey ones. Mm. I've never liked straight cheese. I like melted cheese, but I don't like straight cheese. It fucks me
I don't
up.
Like straight cheese either, it's fucked up.
Really?
When I went to
Oh my god.
When I went to visit you, they gave me like a big thing of cheese. And I'm like, I don't fucking want this. Who wants to eat straight cheese?
Yeah, that's... Alan, you're the first... All these people my whole life have been like, you just don't like eating cheese?
I
was
like, no. I mean, I like eating, like, mozzarella cheese sticks, like the kind you can get, like, six string cheese.
I don't like that.
I kind of think that's okay. And I kind of like crumble cheese on, like, a taco or something that's not really melted.
What?
But I don't like eating, like, a big thing of Baby Bell cheese. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. What other Lunchables are there? Those are the only two that stick out in my
taco?
Mind.
There's taco. Oh.
There's taco, and then there's, of course, pizza. Pizza, I never liked pizza
pizza's
as a
good.
Kid. It's too, you know, I only ever ate, I never ate Lunchables at home. I would, if I ever were to eat a Lunchable, it's because my parents were like, here, just take it with you to school, so I would
I had
it.
Lunchables at home, like, a lot, because, like, I guess because, like, if my parents weren't home and my grandma was there or something, maybe I would just eat a Lunchable, or I just had a Lunchable. I never ate them for dinner, but I had them for, like, lunch on the weekends and stuff, or... You know, like, nobody was cooking anything. Uh-huh. I would just eat that instead of, like, a frozen dinner or something.
Can I talk about something that's not a Lunchable but has a similar name? Do you remember Uncrustables?
Oh, you mean those weird peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that were, like, weird calzones?
Yeah, weird peanut butter jelly calzones. I liked those a lot. But my parents, like, refused to buy them, and I never understood why. And then I got to college, and I was like, maybe I should buy some Uncrustables. And
they're
I
bad.
Saw it. They're fucking $5 a box for, like, four of them.
I don't like those because I don't like the weird seam on the edge.
I like seams.
I don't like it.
I love
like
to
seam.
Eat a pair of jeans, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Fucked up. I'm a weirdo, by the way. Have you?
Yeah, you're a creep. You're a weirdo. What the hell are you doing here?
Hey,
you don't belong
can I tell
here.
You my top five games of all time?
Yeah.
Seaman 2.
Bubsy.
Bubsy 3D.
Gex.
Sakura Spirit. And then...
Gex 3, the one where the cover is him holding the lady's boobs.
Yes. The illegal, the world's most illegal game. And if you played it underage, you'd be arrested. But
that's why I'm in jail right now.
Oh, shit, Alan. I didn't know.
That's how I've been in jail this entire time. I forgot to tell you, my name's not really Alan. That's a pen name. My name's Anand Syed.
So your name and Lee died, asshole.
Shit.
Speaking
I thought that wasn't, yeah.
Cathro Scum, my friend Katie on Twitter asks, why doesn't the actual series show Naruto as a pregnant fox? Well,
you're the Naruto expert, so I'm going to
defer
to you.
I am the Naruto editor of our website, hogcast.podbean.com. It probably would be because... I can't make that joke. I was going to do the faux sexist joke, but I don't want to. It's because...
You mean faux sexist? You mean when you were sexist whenever you're ordering Vietnamese soup?
Yes,
pho?
Vietnamese soup. Yeah, whenever I'd be a big dick when I eat my soup, I'd be like, the ceiling gap, you know, the glass ceiling and the wage gap doesn't exist. They're just complaining. And then I read Dilbert.
And then you demand that you demand to see your waitress's pits, and she's like, ugh.
hey, sweet pits, get over here.
Get over here, I'm Scorpion.
Get over here. Scorpion, huge sexist. So to answer your question, it's because canonically Naruto didn't get laid until a really long time, so...
That's really weird, because one of his first powers that he developed was sexy girl jutsu, where he could turn into a sexy girl.
Yeah, but only for like 5 minutes.
That's enough time. I know it's enough time for you, Russ.
It's enough time for me, because usually my dick falls off by then and I have to get a thing of super glue and reattach it.
So how many times has it broke off and you had to reattach it?
Several times. It's almost... More than I'd like
more,
to admit.
Right now, it's kind of hard to say. It's like Theseus's ship, except Theseus's dick. Your dick is mostly glue by now.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of Moby Dick, because instead of having to look for a giant whale, it's looking for a small dork.
Well, when you say small dork, do you mean you, who is a dork and is also not very big, or do you mean your dick?
Alan, you're a big guy, but I'm
You're more or less the same height as me, Russ. That's
words
yeah,
are
that's
hard.
True. Words are hard. I'm
words
a storyteller.
I'm a storyteller. Listen, if I...
Words are hard, but my dick's not. I'm Russ.
Listen, you just don't understand. You know, I have my thoughts on the screenplay. Speaking of screenplays, at Hat Matto on Twitter asks, my dear friend personally, Matt Hatto, Hat Matto.
Oh, I get that. He switched the letters. That's cute.
What's your reaction to the new DBZ series? Good. And
yeah, it looks good.
To just top it off, Robbie, we wanted to celebrate you this week. We wanted to make you feel special. It is Mother's Day week. Is it Mother's Day week?
That's next weekend, isn't it? Next
Sunday?
Well, this
will be out sooner or later.
Or is this tomorrow? Like, there's this next Sunday.
Whenever this is out, it was recorded near Mother's Day. So
sure.
We just want to celebrate Ravi, who I consider like a mother.
I thought we said that we were his parents.
I don't know.
Hey, there's no way for him to be our mother and we be his mother at the same time.
Hey, Homestuck.
Is that a thing that happens in Homestuck?
That's a thing that happens in Homestuck. It's fucking. I'm gonna change.
So Homestuck's like the gross, like incest, like comic.
Kind of.
What?
There's no incest. The people who are siblings together don't get together. But
okay, but a mom becomes her own mom.
Yes, maybe. No,
I don't.
That was a dark chapter in my life. Hey, if you're a Homestuck fan, if you follow,
hey, Pester Chum Radio fan, you're Pestos. Hey, Jimmy Pestos. Pesto.
You're Jimmy Pestos. God damn it.
God damn
That's
it.
What we
should
have called our fans. Speaking of what we should have called our fans, Robbie,
you
big
fans?
Fucking idiot. Robbie, you big fucking stupid shit idiot. That's what
we love, Robbie. Shh, it's okay.
What non-pizza item should I try at Domino's? I like that cheesy bread, but I don't really get many sides, honestly.
Hold on. Do you mean the one that's like a big like calzone shaped bread with cheese inside of it?
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
That's good. I like the pasta bread bowls.
That's not really a side. That's a meal.
No, he said it's just a non-pizza item.
Oh shoot, you're right. Yeah.
So the Parmesan bread bites are good.
Now, what's good about the sad part about it? What's good about those bread bowls is that you finish the gross pasta and then you get that bread thing and then usually you have a cup of that food lube. Oh shit. Mm-hmm. And then it's like
what I do is after I finish that, after I eat all the pasta, I just put a bunch of weed in that bread bowl. smoke it.
Weed bread bowl. Yeah, you smoke it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It works out pretty good. So I think you should do that. That. What do you think about the specialty chicken?
Probably not worth it.
I think it's good, but it's you don't get a lot of bang for your buck, but it's good. If it was a little bit cheaper, I'd more easily recommend it.
But he's asking a specific, like, we are a pizza podcast, Robbie. That's where we're going to say put your money, but
Domino's is rebranded now, Russ. They're not just pizza.
They're miscellaneous, oily, garlicky food.
Yeah, good food.
Yeah, good food.
It's good mood food. I don't know why Arby's says that they're good mood food, because every time I eat at Arby's, I feel very sad.
That's your fault, specifically.
For eating at Arby's?
Yes, both. For eating at Arby's, and then specifically making yourself miserable at Arby's.
I mean, what else can I eat? There's nothing I can order at Arby's that won't make me feel miserable. That's how Arby's works.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to order the Meat Mountain numbskull.
How am I going... Russ, do you know... Do you honestly think, in your heart of hearts, you could walk into Arby's right now and know that there's a Meat Mountain and not order it?
Yeah, I can do that.
Do you have that amount of self-control?
I go to Taco Bell and you get some... instead of getting the double D, I got two of the normal chicken quesadillas and I was happy with it.
Sure you're really happy, Russ, or is that really killing you from the inside?
There's a lot of things that make me unhappy, and that choice specifically did not make me unhappy.
I think there's a lot of things you should be unhappy about, and I think one of them is that you make poor fast food choices and you need to live your life
to
its fullest.
Alan's being mean to me again. He's being mean to me.
So, hold on. So, earlier when I was saying that you had a tiny dick and it was mostly made of super glue, that wasn't mean,
that's
but this is.
That's you keeping me transparent. That's like the show Transparent.
Well, you see, the thing is, your dick is mostly transparent now because it's made of super glue that's sort of just solidified and it's just kind of opaque.
Yeah, it used to use a series of like silly, wacky bands.
Well, not opaque. That's also transparent. Silly bands? Yeah. Oh, you're the rubber band man.
Yeah, I was the rubber band man.
Damn.
Do you know what Rubber Band Man was? Like the meaning of the lyrics behind it?
Tell me, Russ. I want to know if you know what it is.
It was the kid that would put the rubber band between his index toe and his big toe, and then pull it up, and then play it like a bass.
Oh, that's you.
No, that's not me. I don't have that kind of talent. I don't have that kind of rhythm.
Oh, damn. Well, yeah, I knew that much. Don't you have webbed toes anyway, so you couldn't do that?
Did you see my webbed toes? Did I show you my webbed toes?
No, I didn't, because that sounds like a nightmare.
They're not that bad. It sounds more fun to be like, I have webbed toes, and then you show people, and I'm like, oh, that's it.
I have horribly deformed feet. It's cool.
Deformed feet.
Hey, you got feet of clay.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino saw me, and he was like, get out of here, get out of here, disgusting. I'm like, let me see those pits.
But he's like, but hold on, though. He said that, but then he pulled you aside. He's like, let me get some pictures of those feet. You've got rare feet, Russ.
Maybe that's how my big Hollywood break. I'll send him some.
He's gonna try to. You're gonna meet him on a casting call, and you're gonna say, well, tell us something about you. He's like, I've got webbed feet. And then Tarantino's like, oh, disgusting. Get out of here. And he's like, give me that kid's number.
The year is 2037. You have your head shots, and then you have your feet shots.
Your feet shots. The thing is, later, you wake up later that night and Tarantino's at the foot of your bed and he has a hacksaw and he's going to try to saw off your feet so you can keep them.
It's just like that Greek myth or Misery or when Alfred Hitchcock followed that one actress around a lot, creeped her out.
Or it's like part four of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, except instead of hands, Tarantino's obsessed with feet.
What would Tarantino's stand be? Before we wrap this podcast up, I'm asking you a question this week, Alan. What would Tarantino's stand be?
Tarantino's stand, would it be named after one of his movies or a song?
Named after a song.
Okay, so it'd be a song from one of his movies. It would be, or a song that they talk about in one of his movies, it would be called Like a Virgin.
Oh, shit.
They talk about that in Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, man.
Yes, that would be what it would be called. Okay. And the thing is, it would make your feet look like baby feet. Untouched, unspoiled feet.
Please don't say that.
It would remove all the calluses and make your feet pure and perfect. That's what it looked like. That's exactly what it would do. If you follow some arbitrary rule, then that's what would happen.
Okay. This has been Hogcast, people. This is your tour and guide through the world of Hollywood.
The world of pits.
The world of
Hey, you Hollywood know what? You know what, Russ? We're all just... You know what I've always said? We all live on Planet Pit.
Yeah.
Planet Pit is the name of a Pitbull album.
Yeah, Planet Pit. God damn it. I gotta
say, Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, Pit-wide, everybody-wide. Oh, man.
Hey, me not kissing pits? Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak.
I hate this film.
Better yet, go to Times Square and take a picture of me with a Kodak. It took my life from negative to positive. I just want you to know that.
Die Antwoord and Pitbull are the star in the dark pit of space.
Dark Seth Rogen screaming.
he's goddamn it. He's not Mr. International anymore. He's Mr. Galactic.
Yeah. Oh, the Beastie Boys are there too.
Oh shit.
Intergalactic Planetary.
R.I.P. Yeah. Dude.
Oh, god damn it.
But, like, think about it. Like, Pitbull, he's confined to Earth right now, so he feeds on humans.
Yeah, he's Mr. Worldwide.
He's Mr. Worldwide. What happens when he goes for the galaxy?
Yeah.
He's like the Silver Surfer in that regard.
he's like the Silver Surfer.
He's also bald like the Silver Surfer.
The Silver Surfer, yeah. So who's the Galactus? Who's the Pit Eater extraordinaire?
We dare not name him. He's too powerful.
Damn it.
If he were to ever visit Earth, none could save us.
Do you think he thinks the Earth is a big armpit?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if I want to know.
Who does know? Oh, this has been a Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Follow us. Twitter.
I don't know much. But I know I love pits.
Oh,
that may be.
This is Stone Cold Sober People.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
We literally called in CM Punk to make sure, like, to watch. He was going to put
CM Punk. CM Punk has needles stuck in both of our arms. He's testing our blood in this entire time.
Okay.
I'm high off those pits, though.
High off pit. This has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Follow us at twitter.com/HogcastSD, hogcast.tumblr.com. Review us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. It'll
please
help at some
we need
point.
More reviews so that way we can show up on the review thing so people see us.
And what else?
Tell us what you think about pits.
Yeah, send us emails, send us pit pics.
Pit pics.
This week, use the hashtag or tweet at HogcastSD and just get a pit picture up there. And
yeah, send us a picture. Send it hashtag at freehuntedp and hashtag pit
pic. Oh, yeah, that is our hashtag. I forgot about it.
Well, I think other people have been using it, but we can use it too.
Okay. We'll just sap onto it like Pitbull slaps on Seth Rogen's pits.
Yeah, like he sucks the life force out of Seth Rogen's pits.
I hate this show. I hate what it's done to me. I hate what you've done to me.
But you know what I don't hate, Russ?
What?
Pits. I'm Action Alan on Twitter and Tumblr.
Yeah, I'm twitter.com/ Piscoff.
Why do you give the fucking URL, Russ?
Because, I don't know, maybe Grammy's listening.
Grammy, do you want to hear more about my pits?
Grammy likes pits.
She's like, back in the Depression, we had to have fake pits.
Yeah, it's true.
We had pitless Tuesdays.
They had to get the pits out of peaches to use on gas masks.
You know what I've always said about your grandma? She could eat a peach for hours.
Yeah, it's true. And then twitter.com/pissgoblin, pissgoblin.tumblr.com. And, yeah. Live and learn.
Live and learn.